Hello, Mama. I'm Felicia Vereen, always known as Fee.
Hey, Fee, and I'm your girl, Sherita Three, better known as Red.
And we are Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast all about uplifting you. Yes. Because friends, face it, you are awesome.
We'll be chatting up about topics we love to talk about, all the things we as women must juggle every day and the issues we complain about.
But who's listening? Girl, we'll chat about the struggle, the job, and about him. Mm. You know who we're talking about.
Girl.
That boo, husband, boyfriend, ex, whatever you're calling them today. Mm. Our lovely hellions, kids.
Our angels. But seriously, friends, life happens, and we don't always get a chance to talk about it. We take it on the chin, and we keep it moving.
Because that's what we were told to do.
Yeah.
But here on Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast with Red and Fee, we are the friends you love to hang out with. We are here to inspire her, the Total Woman.
Yeah.
What's up?
Listen, y'all, listen. COVID took me down for the count yet again. It was my second time. Some people have been down more than twice, but I had it so bad, and it was not a good look. And I still got this cough, and I can't get it out. Mm. But I'm back, and I feel better than I sound. So listen, this is our last episode of this year.
Oh yeah, can you believe next week is Christmas and then the week after that is New Year? We'll be going into a whole new year. I can't wait to hear some of our followers' New Year plans, goals, resolutions, whatever they want to call it.
I don't even have any. I thought I was gonna have these magnificent plans and it didn't work out the way I wanted it to work. So, you know, of course I love being around family, so that's what I'm gonna be doing. We're gonna chill, hang out, and talk crap like we normally do.
That sounds good too.
Pass some
gifts. That sounds good too.
We're gonna do Christmas breakfast.
Nice.
It's gonna be fun.
Nice. That should be nice. Should be nice.
No.
We are going to Orlando for the week, so we'll be down there celebrating Christmas with the kids and stuff.
Is it going to be warm?
It's going to be like in the 70s, warmer than here. So I would say yes.
Oh, yes.
It's
pretty warm.
Yeah, in Florida, that's a different type of 70s. So, yes, I'm excited. I need a mental break, a little vacation, a little relaxation.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. I hope you have a bunch of fun.
Listen,
before we get on here, we want to make sure that our listeners know that we totally, absolutely appreciate you for this year getting us to 102 episodes now.
Mm-hmm.
So when we started out, we were like, we just gonna talk to people. We just gonna have fun, enjoy ourselves, and talk to people. So we want to say thank you for getting us.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody. And for those who are going to be on the live, please stay on the live, because at the end, we are going to pick some people to give Christmas gifts to. So make sure you stay on the live. Make sure.
Yeah.
Hello, Sharon Green Stevens.
That's my sister-in-law.
Hey, sister-in-law.
Hey, Sharon.
Share, please. Invite your friends. Share, because we're going to have some fun tonight.
We getting messy tonight.
We getting messy, y'all. This is a messy topic, and we just go get messy. So share. Bring your friends in. We want to hear what you think. We're going to be paying attention to these comments. And listen, we're going down this rabbit hole tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She sent me a message and she said, are we doing this? Do you want to do this? I said, let me do some. She always know I'm like, let me do some research.
Yes. You know, I'm a YouTube queen. I'm always in these YouTube streets, what they call it. So, I mean, it's so much stuff that's going on. It's crazy. It's like sweet. These celebrities are coming down.
It is definitely ridiculous. So which one you want to start out with?
It don't even matter. You know what? Just roll it up and pick one out the jar.
All right, we're going to start with the most obvious. Dago, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. What's the other name? Sean Combs.
Love.
Brother Love. Man, y'all. I did not know that he had a whole world of singing going on. It's so much and so many people that's involved.
And it goes way back. You know, Puffy started out in the 90s. So you're talking like 30-some years of all this shenanigans.
Way back to when he literally used to come and hang out on Norfolk State Yard. So I wonder if he was setting some people up back then. I need to check.
Allegedly, you will get inspired. Her.
Allegedly,
everything is allegedly.
Everything but you're saying today is allegedly.
I'm just waiting on 50 Cent's documentary because that's gonna be fire.
50 Cent is he ready?
He got ready. His foot on his neck, and he is not letting up.
It's not just him. It's the Gina, Hyunh lady, girl. Mm. She was the girlfriend along with Cassie that he claimed that allegedly stomped her baby out of her stomach.
Mm.
You got Cassie. You got his bodyguard.
Yeah.
God is telling all. Oh my God.
Don't forget our girl Jaguar Wright. She's putting it out there too. They keeping their feet on his neck. What y'all think about this P. Diddy thing?
Listen,
it's like the news that keeps on giving. It's like every day it's something else. Somebody's coming out. Something is going on.
Full circle now. It has come full circle because now they're connecting Will Smith.
Yes. And T.D. Jakes.
T.D. Jakes.
What the heck? That's crazy.
And then they got a video. Listen, I was trying to download some stuff, but I was like, I don't want to get us in trouble or what we can or what we cannot show. But they had a video of him and T.D. Jakes, and T.D. Jakes got his arm around him, and Puffy got his head on his shoulder like a little boy. And I'm like, OMG.
The only thing with that stuff, you got to make sure that it's not photoshopped and all that stuff, because you see images of Puffy kissing people in the mouth and all that kind of stuff.
Video. This is a full-fledged
video. Hey, Miss Erling.
From back in the day. Back in the day.
Mm-mm. Well, they said it was something going on, and Kim Porter allegedly had put all this stuff in her book, and then she turns up with this mysterious pneumonia that took her out. Healthy woman end up with pneumonia.
So. Well, Cassie gave her they said Cassie gave her a burner phone. Kim Porter.
I heard that too.
So exactly, LaToya. Yeah. Exactly.
Free R. Kelly.
R. Kelly is probably the least. R. Kelly probably sitting in jail like, now they know.
Mm-hmm.
Now they know.
Aaron Hall, they got him up in it. They resurfaced a video of him a long time ago saying that he would let the guys watch him while he was with other women. That's just crazy. What type of mess is that?
It's they even brought it full circle back to Jay-Z.
Yes.
And yes. Said that Beyonce is his beard. Like,
oh, I didn't hear that Jay-Z was in the freak parties and stuff.
Allegedly.
Why do you think people are just that hungry and thirsty for pain? Like, I was listening to the Foxhole with Claudia Jordan, Funky Dineva, and Al Reynolds, and she was basically saying that people, you know, she knew people that actually did those things, that, you know, slept with men or whatever. It's like, I'm leaving Richmond to go to Los Angeles with nothing to follow my dreams, and I need a place to stay. I need food to eat, and this woman or this man offering me something, and while I'm waiting here. And she was just saying that it happens all the time, that people trying to get into that stuff. Well, Usher mama sent him to P. Diddy.
Him to live with P. Diddy for a dream of her son making it, and he did make it. But look at what he had. He experienced some things. Mm-hmm. And he'll tell you, and this is not allegedly, Usher said he experienced some things at P. Diddy house, and they asked him, would you allow your son to go there? And he was like, oh, no.
Mm-mm. I mean, and then he was so young, what, 13, 14 years old?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what it seems like, they prey on these young people, boys and girls.
Yeah. They say Aaliyah's mom knew what was going on too. Her parents knew what was going on and how she was being explored.
Foxy Brown, which they bringing up with Jay-Z now,
mm-hmm.
knew what was going on. And, you know, R. Kelly and Aaliyah was married.
Yeah. Then you go to Sparkle's knees. Remember all that stuff that came out? So it's just a lot.
But I think, going back to your question, I think people have done so much stuff that they have to go and do crazier stuff that we can't even imagine.
To keep it. Because once you live that lifestyle, once you get accustomed to that lifestyle, you'll do anything to keep it. It's the power, it's the money, it's the fame, it's the notoriety, all of that kind of stuff.
Yep, it's a drug. And that first hit got you excited, and the second mm-hmm. hit is not the same, so you got to go get something bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff is these parties that they're having, mm-hmm. And they're using these women to go and get these men, and it's and then you want a lot. What? Listen, the way the world is today, people are accepting a lot of things. I don't accept a lot of things, but people are accepting a lot of things. So voila.
Come on and say it. I was thinking the exact same thing. If you gay, you gay. You like men, and you but I say that's what it is. But don't, you know, abuse because people and don't lie.
Powerful.
Right.
Because these companies are already falling off. He ain't in mm-hmm. control of his own company, Revolt, no more.
Nope.
They see John out of the stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's lost several deals, you know, and my thing is, if they don't treat him as worse as they do R. Kelly, that's is somebody up there that's working on his back.
Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby too.
I feel like he should go down just like R. Kelly did.
Absolutely, he should.
I'm sorry.
Well,
and then you got poor Mace, who was telling us long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Told us long time ago. And he got on, Puffy got on a video and said that Mace is now a fake minister. And I'm like, how can you talk about anybody being fake?
And why are you even putting your energy into that? Like, don't you have bigger fish to fry? You better be worried about 50 Cent.
They got a whole lot of information that 50 Cent might need, because he was right there. Remember, he was right there. He was in it.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Man, when you sit back and you think about all of the stuff that we have seen, and we're like, and now it's like, I remember that instance, and it's like, you don't think, and so many rappers that you think are these hardcore rappers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hey, Brittany. Exactly. Those are the main ones. Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, somebody, the bodyguard saw Ja Rule and him running out of a room. I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised about anything anymore.
Nope. All of them down low. Yep.
I'm not surprised Like, they got on, so I was doing my research, and it got into Jay-Z being an atheist, of which I knew. Jay-Z he does not believe in religion. He don't believe in God. He believes in a spiritual being or whatever. The fact that him and Beyonce, you know, they've said before, allegedly are devil worshipers. And I'm like, I don't know. She grew up Methodist from what I understand, but you know, when she got with Jay-Z, I couldn't be with the atheist because I believe in God too much. You're not gonna tell me that there is no God. I couldn't be with the atheist. As soon as you say you're an atheist, you blink and I'm out because I'm scared of I'm scared. They had already said that there were these parties that Hollywood goes to.
The freak parties. The wheel.
And it's connected to this listen, and I'm going to say this, and I wholeheartedly believe this, and I know this to be true. We wouldn't be able to do all of this stuff without some very, 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 very powerful people. So if you take P. Diddy down, it's going to be some more up there that's going to be trying to keep everything a secret. So I'm sure that he's pretty scared now, thinking that the stuff is going to come out and it's going to uncover some of these gay white men.
Well, you know, the Epstein and all that stuff. It's just been crazy. It's been like every week has been like something major from Star Will and Jada, then Cassie and Diddy situation, and all the stuff that came from that, and then the Christian Keys with his fine self coming up.
Take Black Hollywood down. Somebody trying to take, because all this stuff happening at the same time.
Like, Lord, can't we just be in the Christmas cheer and the Christmas mood and start off the new year, right? Like, dang, this stuff is hitting hard. And a lot of celebrities are passing away, too.
And I heard today there's some other stuff going to come down in the sports arena. So
I can believe that, too.
Somebody has made somebody mad in the industry. They trying to take Black Hollywood down, y'all.
Yes, they're doing all this stuff. They not protecting them like they were. I mean, we can go back to R. Kelly. Then they got Bill Cosby. I know, but it seemed like what was Puffy trying to do? But Puffy is like, every time you turn around, somebody turned up missing. Now, did you hear about Kimora Lee Simmons' house being burned down?
But Kimora had already said that, you know, something was going on, and her ex-husband.
I don't like him either.
He looks like he's up in the mix.
I mean, any man that preying on young girls. I mean, she was what, 17, but he was 40 something. You know, or that might be a stretch, but. He was a super grown man, and she was like in high school.
But my thing is, what parent is allowing this to happen?
Well, we know a lot of parents that would allow this to happen, especially if there's some quick money or somebody telling them that they're going to think that their kid is going to be a star. Or, you know, then the parents are younger and younger, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to slide them a few dollars to shut their mouths up or whatever, or selling their child.
So Sharon, you're right. The Illuminati, that is what is breaking up right now. They either get somebody mad and that protection is not there anymore. Because somebody went and told Cassie, I got you.
Right.
Me told her, I got you. You don't have to worry about nothing. I personally think so.
I mean, she was like, wham, bam, bam, and I'm out. It won't no long drawn on thing. He didn't try to fight it. He paid it, and he out there thinking that won't more only, stuff won't come out because she was ready.
She only asked for $30 million. This brother gave her $100 million. Cassie had him scared. His lawyer, somebody was scared.
Yeah,
somebody was scared.
Man, and then what gets me is like, oh, by him selling that doesn't mean that he's guilty. I'm like, it indeed means he's guilty. Because if you accuse me of doing something that I didn't do, you're not getting $100 million from me.
Ain't nobody getting nothing. You ain't getting a dollar. If you accuse me of doing something, I'm gonna be like, okay, prove it.
Oh, I'm gonna counter-sue you for defamation.
Right. Prove that I did this. Prove it, because I didn't do it. You know, one night that man did all of that, because at the same time Cassie was talking, the girl Gina was talking, Bodyguard was talking, Jaguar was talking, Mace was talking. All these people not lying, and it's no reason for them to come after you right now for no reason at all. The gig is up, huh? Sorry,
I mean, he don't take somebody off,
don't take. Yes. But sorry. So now with Will Smith, I felt like Will was something was going on, and I feel bad for dogging Jada out like I did, because Will is the Fresh Prince. He's an all American boy, you know.
So we think. So, I mean, I love Will Smith. I mean,
but you know, allegedly, they done caught him in the act with Dwayne Martin, Benny Medina. He done been at some FO parties.
Yeah, he probably was another one that had to sleep his way up there. You know, very young, attractive guy, and you know, I'm sure. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him if he did it. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm definitely surprised.
Look, Brother Bilal is really reading Jada and talking about her like a dog, and you know, basically saying that right, and she's basically saying that Will can't please Jada in the bedroom, and so like going from like a baby's leg to I don't know what do you say, like a something small that he compared Will to. So basically, like
a woman, if you want a man.
Well, that's true too.
I was listening to her interview, and she was saying she wanted Will's affection and time, and Will wanted to build and build and build, and just wanted to throw stuff at her, buy her stuff. And she realized he can't make me happy. I have to be happy. Listen, for everybody that's listening, and for those who are listening, please share. We want to really talk to some people tonight, even though we're being messy. But I just want to say this. Nobody can make you happy. You got to first make yourself happy. You can be in a relationship with someone and build and make each other feel good, but you have to come into that relationship knowing that your worth and, you know, what you can bring to the relationship. Because a man can't ultimately make a person happy that is not happy within themselves. Mm. You can do backflips and dog tricks and walk on your head, stand on water. You are not going to make me happy unless I know how to make myself happy. I'm going to always be miserable. Jada sitting there looking like, and Will like, you know, out there doing this. He is enjoying life.
And Jada, even on the flip side, like, she couldn't make him happy, and I'm sure it was exhausting for him trying to make her happy. So it kind of went both ways. Ernest said, Jada seems bitter to me. Will has been the breadwinner all these years, and she broke cold. Sure, both of them did their thing, but she calling him names and trying to prove a point. The person that is silent is usually the calm head. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
I feel you, Ernest. I really do. But all the stuff that's coming out about Will right now, what woman could sit back and deal with all of that?
And what is she bitter about? Because she's lived a very privileged life. But then you got to think about it when your children leaving home at 15 or 16, because Jaden left home at like 15 years old, 15 or 16 to live with his kids. I mean, live with his friends.
If y'all listen to her interview, Jada was messed up. Jada was raised back to crackheads. Mm-hmm. And her dad, she said her dad took her for a walk when she was 7 and said, I can't be your daddy. I'm not the man that can be that. And he left. And her mama was still going through abuse and on drugs and all of that. So Jada went out and became a drug dealer because she wanted people around her that she thought could protect her.
Mm-hmm.
And so coming from that to Hollywood and. Mm-hmm.
I agree, Raven. I don't think we'll ever truly understand that dynamic either. It's like they had a pact, like they said, bad marriage for life. They're willing to stay with each other through thick and thin, happiness, unhappiness, or whatever. That's the pact they made, and they're going to stick it out together.
Not when everybody telling on Will Smith right now. They ain't think that was coming out.
Imagine that stuff about Benny Medina and Dwayne Martin. That stuff been out.
But who wants to do, would you, if Dante, but if people were talking about all this stuff about Dante and I was calling you up like, girl, what is going on? Dante doing this, that, and the other. What you gonna stick and stay? I mean, he all in Vegas and all these places that you have known for him to go and enjoy, and he over there with men and women and freak offs and all of this stuff. With you okay with that?
I guess playing devil's advocate, I guess if she's doing her own thing on the back end, you know, doesn't matter. But I guess, you know, Jada seems to be the type of person that she don't really care about what people think about her, or you know, and she just gonna do her. She hasn't worked in years. Sure, she has income, but not like his. Black women's defense is he likes white woman, want women, or he's gay.
That ain't no black woman.
How do you know she's chosen not to work, Ernest?
That ain't
no. You don't think Jayla can get a gig?
Are you speaking from experience? You talk about black nasty. Nasty, you done offended me as a black woman.
He likes
white women or he's gay. I'm not sure where you're getting that from.
I don't even know how she has a defense. Where are you coming from, Ernest? She hasn't worked in years. Could that be by choice? I dealt with one of your classmates recently and she wasn't for me. She approaching my friend saying, I like white women and I'm gay. But I think she got paid for the Red Table Talk too, Earlene, because it's a big YouTube show. Now, Ernest, I guess we're gonna have to text you later about this stuff. But is that something you heard somebody say?
Do you want to get do since you put yourself out there? Do you want to have this conversation?
I mean, my thing is. You did she overhear somebody say you like white women, or did you talk about those were your experiences? I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Exactly. I'm with Raven. Don't put all those black women in there.
Yes.
Don't put all those black women in there.
It's a pattern for you.
I don't think you're gay. And I don't know that you date a lot of white women. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's not the first thing that I go to. because all of this was a surprise to me. Now Puffy was not a surprise to me. Will Smith was a surprise to me.
I don't think Will was a surprise to me. I mean, I've heard that for years, so that wasn't a surprise. I've heard that before. That apparently,
I don't go in these blogs and read all of this stuff.
Ernest, that's just like you dating two BBWs, beautiful black, big beautiful black women, big beautiful BBBWs, and they stereotype Ernest like big women. Because you dated two
heavyset women. Oh, listen, you want to talk about yourself?
You dated two. I don't think that's a preference. You dated two out of 50 women. You were white. That's crazy.
I think women, and I have heard this before. I've heard somebody say that Ernest was gay before. And I think it's because Ernest is meticulous. He's very meticulous.
He's a metrosexual.
I feel like he's like my uncle. My uncle and Ernest, they're Ernest, you are a metrosexual. You're not the rough type dude. You like nice things. You cook. You
garden.
Some people have said that, but I know for certain that I truly believe Ernest is not gay.
Yeah, I mean, because he ain't a thug. He's gay.
I think he likes black women, but he's, I know, Ernest is not a thug. Ernest is that dude. And he knows he hangs around our crew, and we're what, seven women, you know?
He said you're proving his point. Ernest, I think it's more, I lost my train of thought, but no, I don't see you being gay. I wouldn't label you as white women.
The only point that I'm proving is that I don't understand what he means.
I guess by you saying that he likes the garden, he likes to cook, yeah, he likes to be clean and neat. No. Obama would love that.
The people that you're going after to date are the wrong women. And I've told you that before.
So if you want the looks of the Krishans.
They want rough dude. They want the rough man. And that's not true. It's not true. It's not.
Sierra got her Russell. You a Russell Simmons type dude.
Yeah, and it's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. Everybody want their Russell.
Nothing at all. But you got to start dating the right women to not get that response. And if you dated one of our classmates,
that was immature for her to say that. I mean, I don't know how that came up in the conversation, but if you dating her or you went out on a date, then obviously you don't just date white women. If
I'm with you, said gardening. I don't know what that
is. I don't do gardening, but I'm not a project. It took me a minute.
I'm over Project Man.
Well, I don't think I've ever been into a Project Man. But we do like a man with like a little edge. What are you saying on me for?
That's what he's considering a Project Man. Somebody that those men that, you know, ain't worth our time. I think that's what he's talking about.
To be transparent, I hung out with her. What did adult things? We did adult things and I left. Okay.
What made you need to stop doing adult things with these women?
No, someone that's a project to you to mold. Oh.
Uh-huh.
We misunderstood that. Okay, so you a project, not living in the projects.
Talk about
who at this big age want a project? Ladies, do you guys want a project or you want him ready made? Like, I was listening to Sophisticated Dummies and they almost had like they were building a woman. We don't want a project.
I do not want a project. I ain't got time for the project.
Raven, do you want a project?
Yes.
Val, do you want a project? Who else on here? Sharon, do you want a project? Latoya, Brittany, do you guys, Earlene, do you guys want projects? Or you want the man ready? Ready made. I don't know if I want to be molding somebody. He should already be molded. Sharon said, nope.
Let Ernest get this.
Nope.
Project we want.
Nope. Nope. And it's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. Nope.
We need to come back and talk about that, but we're kind of getting off subject. We tried to be messy, not deep tonight, Ernest.
Some do, Raven says, some do. They say that's the only way to secure the man or prove their worth is by fixing them.
And that's what I thought. Talking about fixing the project, meaning the man, the fixer that you have to fix. Talking about the person you got to mold. I mean,
those probably ladies on the that's on your couch, Raven. But yeah, I don't want no man that I got to fix. But I hear you. I hear you.
Ernest and say some of these women that he has chosen have been projects, bruh. Now me and Ernest are really we cool, so I can banter back and forth with him like this.
All right, speaking of that project, do you guys think that Megan Good got with Jonathan Majors to kind of change the trajectory maybe of this upcoming court case that he had? Because all of a sudden she's not with Devon and she dating Jonathan Majors in the midst of all of what he had going on. Do you guys feel like that was like PR stuff or PR stunt to see what happens? And what do you guys think about that case? So now I was listening. He was found guilty on 30 of the charges, but the lesser charges, not the more serious charges. So apparently he was with his girlfriend. Someone texted him. He lost a lot of money. Somebody texted him, or another woman texted him, or whatever. The girlfriend saw it. So she went off. He actually left the hotel. He left. And then when he came back, he saw that she didn't look well. He called the police.
But I'm talking persuasion too. They videoed him in the car. And he was trying to get his phone back.
Right.
And you could see him putting her back in the car and he ran and she ran after him.
Right.
Leave it alone, girl. Leave it alone. Obviously, he don't want you to see what's on his phone.
But they said they got him, or he may have been found guilty because there were other charges that he was aggressive towards her at times. So he had a history of being aggressive. This time he may have been right. But it was five other times prior that he wasn't. Lost a lot of money. It definitely seems timely, but we'll never know for sure.
So, I mean, my thing is, they lessened the case, but they still found him guilty. That's what I'm like.
Of that incident, he's the one to call the police because he was concerned for her welfare, because I guess he thought that she may have tried to hurt herself or whatever because she was really upset. But even they showed footage of her the same night she said her hand was busted up in the club, using her hands, texting, and all kinds of stuff. But she said that she hurt her hands, or he hurt her hands or whatever. But
I'm not standing up for him because, like I said, I'm surprised at everything that's going on now. So I don't know what. But y'all know women, sometimes we go crazy and we trying to get to that man will hurt ourselves. Trying to bust the door down, trying to grab his phone. Come on now.
Okay, come through, Fee. Tell us what you had going on.
I ain't had nothing going on lately because I don't listen. If you got somebody on your phone you don't want me to see, you go ahead. Bye. I ain't got time for it.
But why would I wonder why Megan Good with her squeaky clean image would get mixed up? And I mean, it's clear, and he ain't that cute either. But it's clearly more men out here. Like, why would you get mixed up with him, a person that's accused of being abusive towards a woman? I don't know. It is an unfortunate situation, Raven.
I mean, maybe she was the one who was texting him and they already had a relationship.
That's very true.
Megan Good ain't squeaky clean. She's not. Exactly. It's so much that we do not know.
Hey, Wanda.
The one that's been driving that Joker crazy and leaving text messages, and now they're able to finally be together.
But that's true too. Well, hopefully he stay on this side. He may not be the person that his ex is making him out to be, though. That's true too. I agree with that too, because clearly she got some stuff going on.
If I can't have you, ain't nobody else gonna have you either. That's how someone thinks.
That's true. That's very true.
Now listen. Now we gotta listen. This one messed my head up.
Megan Good has dated some men that are not so good for her. She apparently wants a project. Oh, Lord, Ernest. Ernest, you need Raven, you got a spot for Ernest on your couch.
Listen, y'all, this one messed me up. This one really messed me up. And when I was doing my research, I was like, if this is true, then we ain't gonna have no more good black movies, y'all. So Christian Keys, for those of you who may watch All the Queen's Men, and that's actually his show that he produces. And then he's been on a couple other black cinema movies. He is known for being on a certain producer's movies, and he is talking about a man, a very powerful man in Hollywood, who sexually assaulted him. And he's also talking about this man we revere, like we think that he's doing great stuff and he's given to this and he's given to this and he's given to that. But he also came to Christian's apartment and offered him $100,000 to strip for him. And he said, "I don't want to touch you. I just want to see you." And Christian said, "No, I'm not about that." And this man apologized to him later on and bought him a car. And Christian has the invoice and he has the company, the person's company name on the invoice for the purchase of a car that he did not take. He also said that this happened 20 years ago, or this has been happening for the last 20 years. And he has let the statute of limitations run out so that people won't think that he was trying to get money, but he really wants to tell. And he says that he has proof. He's not just coming with his words. He has proof. He's been carrying around these pen recorders that look like a writing pen. And he has the person's voice on the pen asking him to do certain things and telling him that he has these men in the industry on his payroll that will do whatever he wants them to do. And he said, this man has a very distinctive voice so that if you hear the recording, you will know who this person is. But I think his brother is, you know, guiding him along the way and is trying to help him do things right so that when he's ready to reveal who the person is, he won't get a lot of backlash and all of this other stuff. Allegedly, and I hate to say this because I don't want to say things that are not factual, because all the other stuff, you've had a person to back it up. This right here, Claudia, who works with him as well, she said that he told her about this some years ago and she believed. Mm-hmm. So there's two men that people think that it could possibly be. No, it's three. But the other person, we don't really know who he is. I've never heard of anybody named Robert White or Robert Johnson.
Robert Smith, he's a billionaire. He's the one that offered to pay the Morehouse graduate student loans for that graduating class when he spoke. So he's like a businessman billionaire.
So it could be him.
More money than Oprah billionaire, I believe.
It could be him. Mm-hmm. And he also said that this particular person came and shook his hand and grabbed his private part. So this Robert Smith person, Tyler Perry, or T.D. Jakes, those are the three people that people are saying that it could possibly be.
He said a female harassed him too. A female grabbed him too.
Yeah.
And he got really upset because somebody called him a pretty boy. I think maybe somebody called him a pretty boy, and they almost like, if you're a guy and somebody does this to you, you should have punched him in the face or whatever. But it's more than that. And just because he didn't respond violently, then maybe he liked it or was in on it or whatever. That's not always the case. What do you guys think about that? Raven, yeah. So he says he was sexually harassed and assaulted. But that wasn't the entire tweet that he liked. So that was something else where we're hearing that he liked this tweet. But he also, in that tweet, it was some other things saying that the girl said, I hope it was not Tyler Perry. And then she said that, I'm glad that you came out. So it wasn't like he just liked the tweet and said that it wasn't Tyler Perry. It was way more things in it. So I'm trying to find this tweet that they said that he liked. But you know how people say several things in a tweet, you like it, and they think that it's just that. But Dondre T. Whitfield, Sally Richardson's husband, he said that he experienced some of the same things with that, and that he knew that it was right because he experienced the same thing. I'm trying to find it, too. You believe both of them. I believe him, too. Oh, you say you believe both of the men. Yeah, I believe that too. Tyler Perry didn't have long money like that 20 years ago, did he? Mm-mm. I think he just became a billionaire not too long ago. And they asked him, did he like the documentary? And he was like, no. But the other thing, what do you guys think about Cardi B and the Offset thing and how she kind of broke down on Instagram and stuff? So that's a big thing too. Cardi B's been going at it, or you know, she's been going, having a lot to deal with that type of stuff too. I'm trying to find this tweet too, Raven. No, but you know, he started acting in these plays with Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry's been out since probably like 2005, 2006. He started probably before then, but with the stage plays, with those stage plays. A lot of people are like dragging him or, you know, making fun of him because he actually came out.
Somebody messing with my computer, y'all. I ain't looking at it no more.
That's Puff Daddy.
Oh my God.
He did it hacking. Yeah, I told you to say allegedly.
My computer. Oh my God. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, you thought RS too, Tawanda.
Where are we at now?
We were just still chatting about it. I think every woman can relate it. Yeah, we were talking about Cardi B a little bit too. But yeah, RS is probably one of them, but he said it was multiple people. So I think that's one too. And they allude to maybe Vivica Fox being a woman that grabbed him, but who knows?
R.S.
Robert Smith.
Oh, I need to go and look up who this Robert.
I gotta say, yeah, you gotta research him. He rich guy.
They said,
yeah, I said Dondre T. Whitfield said the same thing happened to him.
Please don't allow it to be Tyler Perry. Please don't.
Well, I don't know who else it could be, but
I'm hoping it's this Robert Smith person. Who is Robert?
But it's more than one person. Funkadineva says who we think it is. He got inside information that is who we think it is.
Oh, that's Robert Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't believe Funkadineva need to go somewhere and sit down.
He got all the information.
But listen, these people sat back and watched R. Kelly be burned at the stake.
So now it's like exclusive. Right? Lance Gross knocked Tyler Perry off his feet for unwanted advances.
Right. But you know what? I don't want to give up my Tyler Perry movie.
Look, what Tina told Ike, they all the same. I hate those movies too. I mean, the whole he writing too many shows. But you know what? He said that he got all these men that's on his payroll that would do whatever he want him to do. And I believe that. All the men or all the queen's men.
Who is the person that's got all these people on their payroll?
Who got a bunch of men? Was he truly burned at the stake or was justice served?
Who are you talking
about? R. Kelly.
No, justice was served. But what I was saying is Red started talking about something else. But what I was saying is that all these people watch R. Kelly get burned at the stake and they sit back like, oh, we covered. You know? When y'all all doing the same exact thing.
The same dang thing.
Messing with young boys, young girls, sexual assaulting everybody, having parties where you sexual assault these people. All of y'all doing the same thing.
It's just all about power and control. Just power and control. That's all it's about. Money is power. Power is control.
You're right. You're right. And I think P. Diddy got in with the right people and that control and that power got to his head.
Oh, not Robert Smith, Russell Simmons. I believe Russell Simmons has a lot to do with it too. We talked about him a little earlier too.
I don't think Russell Simmons touched this man.
How many billionaire black men out here that we know of and that has a distinct voice? Nobody knows Robert Smith's voice. You don't even know who he is. I had to look him up. So what other billionaire black man have a distinct voice?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, Tyler Perry's voice is not distinct. Russell Simmons' voice is
no, distinct. No. You will know his voice as soon as you...
He said, and I quote, his voice is very distinct. You will know his voice as soon as you hear it.
I hear it all the time.
I would not pick Tyler Perry's voice. Russell Simmons has a very distinct voice.
Russell Simmons and T.D. Jakes, both of them.
Has a very distinct voice.
When I think when he's saying like a distinct voice, I'm thinking like you, and then I want to say he follows, you will know who it is when you hear him. We all know Tyler Perry's voice. All of us don't know, all of us know T.D. Jakes' voice too. But T.D. Jakes ain't a billionaire. Russell Simmons is not a billionaire.
Tyler Perry just is a billionaire.
But he's still a billionaire nonetheless.
Is Tyler Perry, he gonna have to go down like R. Kelly.
Like Raven said, y'all gonna miss y'all Madea movies and sisters and
all of them will be on the same, they're gonna be in the same yard talking about, man, I told y'all it was coming.
But I mean, something might be happening because you know he was on All the Queen's Men for a while. He said that whoever Christian Keys and he said that he met with this person to try to get him on the show. So that kind of threw a little monkey wrench in too. So maybe it wasn't Tyler Perry because he partners with him on that show. Like he's a writer. for him. He's a writer on the show.
I don't know that it would
be. That's so wishful thinking. I hope it's not him either. Only because I don't want to see him go down to so many old ladies that love Madea. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it.
Please.
You know your mama loved Madea shows, all the church ladies going to the Madea movies as a group.
Mama could care less about Madea. I mean, she laughed, but my mama like, if he going down with all of us. So.
But you know what? Nobody believed. They laughed at Terry Crews when he said he was sexually harassed, sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
Money makes you more of who you really are, enhances the real you. The man you mentioned don't give off those vibes. Sure, this guy, I don't think he's clout chasing. But that's what he said. It's somebody that you revere, that the community reveres. That's, we revere Bill Cosby, you know, who thought he was the dad, you know, everybody's dad. This is tea to us, but this is someone's trauma and it's sad.
Exactly.
And people not really taking his feelings into account of why now, why he's doing it now, why he ain't fun. If I was a dude, you don't know what you would do or why he waits so long. But Tyler Perry has not let his money go to his head. So I definitely don't think it's Tyler Perry. But I don't think nobody ever said he let his money go to his head.
We don't do that. We go by what these people show us. We don't know if Tyler Perry has let this money go to his head. We don't know what happens in Tyler Perry's day to day. I'm just saying, I don't want it to be Tyler Perry. I like Tyler Perry. Do I think Tyler Perry is floating on the other side? Yeah. But do I think Tyler Perry is going around sexually assaulting men? I don't want to believe that. I don't. Now, T.D. Jakes, the stories have been out there about T.D. Jakes for a while. They just had it. I don't know really. I've seen this Robert Smith. I've seen his face before. I don't really know who he is. But I wish that Christian wouldn't have came out there and just dropped that little seed. You know, if you're going to come, tell it. Like Cassie, tell it.
Well, he definitely got the people talking. He definitely had the people talking.
I think that's what he wanted. I think he might be going for an interview, to be honest.
I mean, he's not a person that you've ever heard anything about him, like being problematic or causing trouble. Why would he put himself out there like that? He don't need to clout chase. I don't see what his purpose would be. Cassie was clearly, I'm going to get this money and I'm going to make him pay and I'm going to put him out there. Even still, she done got married and had two kids. So people ask her, why is she just coming? So you can argue that. So why she wait? She married, got two kids. Why now? Why? Because she must be broke. You can say that, you know, but people come out when they want to come out.
I don't care if she broke, busted, and disgusted. All the stuff that happened to that girl, she deserves every dime she got. Even though she, you know, I feel like she should have went to somebody. But when you dealing with stuff like that and you're young and you're that messed up in the head.
The only difference in that story is she named a person and he didn't. That's the only difference. That's the only difference. She told us who it was and he has not. That's the only difference.
No, it's a much bigger.
I mean, he did some horrific things to her.
He was smart enough not to be involved with it. Christian said, no, that ain't the way I go. And he said he missed out on he probably missed out on some opportunities, but that's not what he do. Cassie involved herself with the stuff. But she was young too. You know, I can't make any excuses because, you know, I wasn't.
Nobody needs her. She can do what she want to do. And I think we just as a people are just so judgmental at what we would do and what I would have done and what she should have done or what he should have done or why he ain't do this. Shut up. People do what they want to do when they want to do it.
Raven, I think that we're judgmental. I think that the people are judgmental. and they don't believe you'll believe a woman more so than you'll believe a man. But nowadays, I'm not putting it past anybody.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
Stuff going out in this world right now that it is. When I was doing my research, I was just like, my God. I was stressed doing the research because there's so much stuff out there that people are saying now. And some of it's not true, of course. Some of it is, but it's so much out there. It's so much that it's mind blowing.
I'm Valerie, we love you, but that's judgmental. That's being judgmental, saying Sally when you're sexually, is the worst thing you can do. It may be, but people do it all the time. People don't believe them. You know, they could lose their job. You just never know people who are predators like that. They threaten you. It's embarrassing. It's all kinds of reasons why they say Sally. They don't feel safe. They could say, you tell anybody, I'm going to hurt your mom, I'm going to hurt your daddy. And as a kid, or you believe that. So you stay silent and you just endure the abuse because you don't want this person to hurt your family or to flip it back around on you. And, we don't want to get heavy with this stuff. But
he's saying as far as it being the worst thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I didn't say anything. He going to do the same thing to you. And if I don't say anything to you, then, you're going to go through the same fate that I went through. And I could have said something. Mm-hmm. But I understand when you that messed up in your head, you don't know which way is right. You know, it's like, I got to look out for myself. And, I understand. I mean, listen.
That's true too, Valerie. It's just
sexual harassment. And I've not said anything to anybody. You got men that say all kinds of stuff to you. And I just brush it off as get out of my face. Whatever. But you don't say anything about it. Now, if I was in the situation that Christian is in, I don't know what I would have done. Because you got a billionaire. He could ruin you. He could ruin you. Just like P. Diddy has ruined so many people out here. Mm-hmm. That threatened to tell on him. Or that has said anything. So, easier said than done.
Death is very much easier
than done. Mm-hmm. And I feel like nowadays, these men are being sexually harassed just as much as the women are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what days are we living in?
The last.
Honey, what days are we living in? And it's so many of these people that are in these circles that Tyler doesn't want to do his movies no more. He go to Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons ain't going to do it. P. Diddy ain't going to help him out. And whomever else, and we just talking about the black people. What about the white people that I believe, this is just me saying this, the ones up there that's pulling the puppet strings, that's playing around at the top.
We think your internet done went out one time, see. You better.
And I got into my computer, so I need to shut up. I'm just a peon. Know me day out here in Georgia, so
you never know, somebody could be hacking your phone.
I'm just a little woman there, just playing around. Look, I don't know nothing. I said nothing. It was Sharita who said it was you, Tyler.
I said allegedly. I ain't got the money. So what are some of y'all Christmas plans? We about to do this giveaway. Anybody got anything special going on for the holidays? This year has flown by. This is crazy. We in 11 more days for the year. This is crazy. Time has really flown this year.
It really is. And I've had so much fun this year. You know, when you let go and just don't care.
Sure, billionaire can ruin you, but the people who hear these things will always have doubt in the back of their minds. Did he really do it? Yeah, absolutely. Until he comes out and say who it is, we just speculate. Everybody want to know. He definitely is creating a buzz.
Yeah.
I don't think that was his, I could be wrong, but I don't think that was his goal or what he set out to do.
He said it's coming out real soon, so you know.
Did anybody watch the Maxine's Boy documentary on come on, you know you coming. Anybody creating a buzz, cloud chasing? I guess tomatoes, tomatoes, Ernest, could be. I forgot what I was gonna say. My memory is really getting.
You want to know this OA.
Oh, I did watch it. Okay, so Maxine's Boy. Raven said she watched it, it was good. Okay.
And Tyler Perry has gone through some sexual assault.
He has. Don't get Raven me started with that stuff.
Hurt people.
Cycle of abuse.
Hurt people. Hurt people. I'm a true believer of that. Hurt people. Hurt.
Yes, I respect him too, and that's why it would definitely be heartbreaking for us if it's him.
I just don't want. Listen, I just don't want.
We don't want it to be him.
I don't want it to be Tyler Perry.
I don't think that's true.
Tyler Perry, then you know, my feelings are gonna be hurt, really, because I'm a Tyler Perry fan. I really am, and like he said, this person has done so much, and we revere him. Tyler Perry has done a lot.
He's done a lot for the Black community too, and employed more Black actors and actresses than anybody, mostly male. No, I'm just kidding. But
and okay, so here I go being messy again, even though I don't want it to be Tyler Perry. I saw a podcaster, he went down the list of the people of the men that Tyler Perry hired in his movies. And a lot of them have the same characteristics. He has the pretty boys, they say it. The dark skinned ones are alike too, but the pretty boys are a type. And you know, like I said, I don't want it to be Tyler Perry, but
no, you don't want it to be Tyler Perry. Raven said it wouldn't break her heart, she don't care. But I would be very surprised, especially with how much abuse he endured. Absolutely.
Right.
Madea says, leave Tyler Perry alone. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to leave Tyler Perry alone, too, before you shut down my computer again.
Oh, you know, that whole, the Boondocks, how he got that taken out, that episode of the Boondocks is out there talking about it and just talking about him. They got a couple of y'all need to Google is. Or go on YouTube and watch the Boondocks. They terrible, but oh yeah, I think he's gay too, Raven.
Who? Tyler Perry? Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
I think he's
not that we care, but why won't he just come out? I guess people they got a right to what to do what they want to do. Absolutely. You're right. I caught myself. The episode is funny.
Bullying. You're bullying. All right. Listen, we've talked about Christian Keys. The one person that we didn't talk about that is not saying a thing, I don't think, is P. Diddy's allegedly the person that he really had a relationship with when he was with Cassie, this Saucy Santana. Nobody. So I wonder what he doing.
Saucy Santana. I thought you were gonna say Young Miami.
Oh, Young Miami was just a beard for this dude. And she, you know, she better watch herself too, because she told old girl, the Gina girl, she told her, if P. Diddy, if I wanted you to, P. Diddy would make you go down on me.
And I heard that. That's ridiculous.
I'm like, look, girl, you better watch us. And then all of a sudden, she broke up with P. Diddy.
Who, Miami or the girl?
Young Miami. They not together no more. I mean, they ain't together. But I think her management told her, separate yourself. But she was running her mouth too much. She was pretty much living on P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah. She was living a lifestyle, living it up. His beer. All right, look, so they don't just cover up Gabrielle and Dwayne Wade. Here,
okay. I think both of them like the others.
Mm-hmm.
And they just came together to have a baby. I don't know. Because that's weird. Those two are weird. I've been saying it since the day they got married.
Well, they're Jada and Will. They're the same. A lot of couples out there. People put Jay-Z and Beyonce in that crowd, but I digress. But anyway, what we got going on?
Oh, when we get ready to start, when she bring up Jay-Z and Beyonce, she digress. She don't want to talk about the beehive. The beehive will come after you.
I know. I don't want the beehive shedding. It's my birthday.
All right, listen, but we getting ready to go. We want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. We truly appreciate you. We wanted to come on here and have some fun for our last night. We didn't want to be all deep. Raven says she's so inspired. We wanted to have fun. We wanted to inspire you to have fun tonight. And think before you read all of this stuff. Think about, you know, people put stuff out there all day long. So just, you know, think about what you
have. A happy Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad, happy Hanukkah.
One more thing. If you aren't in our VIP group, there is Inspire Her, the Total Woman, and it's a VIP group. Look for us, and I will put a link on our page. We have asked those people in the group to help us with our topics for next year, because we want to know what you want to talk about. We'll research it. We'll bring it on. We'll talk about it. We love to inspire women, but we like to get real messy and have some fun sometimes. And we like to bring you things that you don't normally think about that may help you out along the way. So we've gotten quite a few topics. So we would love for you guys to send us your topics as well. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back sometime in January, but we need a break, y'all. So this is our last episode until after the New Year's. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yay! Merry Christmas. Definitely stay safe.
Yes, everybody, stay safe, please. We love y'all to life.
We Bye. Are here to inspire her, the Total Woman.
Yeah.